7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
That is not the correct time. I probably don't even need to even tell you that, because you already know that the actual time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. Ha ha ha. My name is Tobe. I am your chairman. And yes, we still don't have any ding. The ding is in the other room, so we had to do the frog ocarina today. And you can't really play it with one hand. Because I'm holding a microphone in one hand. I'm holding the frog ocarina in the other hand. Let's just put that back down on the table. This is going nowhere fast. Right, so what are we doing? Well, I'm not doing much of anything. I've just been hanging out, had a fairly decent night. Let's pour some tea. And let's see what we're drinking. Yeah, I've been drinking, but I haven't dialed this in yet. Don't get me wrong. This is really good, but I've not figured out how to perfectly brew this yet. What am I drinking? I'm drinking the High Mountain Oolong. Drinking the High Mountain Oolong today after 2 days of Dahong Pao. And yeah, it's different. It's weird. Yeah, I'm getting close. It's good, but yeah. So, it's a booba. Okay. So yeah, I think I'm having a pretty good day so far. Woke up at a reasonable hour. I wasn't screaming in pain. I'm sort of kind of walking around fairly well today. My calf is a little bit sore, but I think my leg is on the mend, and I'm not just saying that. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, for the last 2 months you've been saying, oh, I think my leg is getting better, and I'm not just saying that. So we think you're just saying that. And trust me, I'm not just saying that. Everything is sort of kind of acting sort of like my leg should. So I'm fairly pleased about this. The only downside is that it's not super warm like it was yesterday. Although it's not that cold, it's just kind of overcast. It's around 4 degrees. And it's kind of windy. So yeah, I'm just hanging around in my house today. What are we gonna do? Well, I don't know. I don't even know. Obviously, I want to drink some more tea and do a bunch of fun stuff, but you know how it is.
You got girlfriend Vietnam?
And whereas I do not currently have girlfriend Vietnam, I would, you know, do I want girlfriend Vietnam right now? Now that I'm thinking about it, what I want right now is sandwich Vietnam. I want, what are those Vietnamese sandwiches called that I like? Banh mi? Is that the word I'm looking for? I don't even speak Vietnamese, but I want one of those sandwiches right now. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, don't go off on the sandwich. The sandwich tangent. Please don't go off on the sandwich tangent. All right, well, if you're new to the Dubious Goals Committee and are not familiar with the sandwich tangent, I am in fact, absolutely obsessed with a certain type of sandwich. And that sandwich is the sandwich that we call the Facebook sandwich. If you saw the Facebook movie, you might remember the sandwich. Remember the Facebook movie starring Justin Timberlake as Napster and Clowny McClown faces Mark Zucker clown. The Social Network. Yeah, remember the part where the Winklevi want to talk to Mark Zuckerberg and they say, hey, come over to our club. And they go over to their club and they're in the anteroom, the bike room, because they can't take Mark Zuckerberg into the secret club because it's a secret club. And they say, hey, do you want a sandwich? Mark Zuckerberg says, yeah. And then they hand him a sandwich. That's the Facebook sandwich. That is the sandwich that we are concerned with. That's a very mysterious sandwich. I mean, they must have a pretty crappy club if there's nobody in there to cook food for them. And they have to rely on pre-wrapped sandwiches. Oh my God. Dying to know what that sandwich is. Damn. I can tell you one thing. It's not a Nyampasu sandwich. Mark Zuckerberg has no Nyampasu. I'm just happy that such a thing as a Nyanpasu drop exists in our world. Makes me think that everything in the world is just going to be fine. All right, so now all we got to do before we get down to business is we need to take attendance. Let's take attendance. Does that sound good? Do you want to take attendance?
Okay, Brenda.
Oh, look at that. Oh, Brenda. Should we get some funding for this? Should I fund Brenda?
Fund it.
Okay, I will.
Present. Astronomic kit. Where then? Ghost Bear. Ghost Bear.
Where the hell is Ghost Bear?
Uh-oh. Tardy again.
I swear. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Ghost Bear is running wild! That's crazy! We're all gonna die!
Oh, Ghost Bear. I guess you're here after all. And Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent forever.
Oh my God, I don't believe it. Can you believe it? Oh jeez. Oh my God. Ghost Bear killed Ted. And now Ted's gonna be absent forever. Oh, Ghost Bear. Pippa, do you want to watch the game? My cat is sitting a meter away. Do you want to get on the banky and watch the game? Yeah, we're watching the Brentford game. Let's pull it up here. I'll get the banky business pit ready.
He's also out injured at the moment. Charlie Good. He's playing his football with Northampton, who he captained in the Leeds 2 playoff final a couple of years ago. Here's Roslad getting the ball in. Easy for Backman.
Just under pressure there from Jeremy and Gakiru.
All right. I have prepared the kitty business pit.
Come on, get in the kitty business pit. You want to get in the kitty business pit with me?
She's looking away. She's ignoring me. The cat is now rubbing her face on a cigar box.
This is convenient for her because she has to face the other way to do this.
Come on, let's get in the kiddie pit because I know you're thinking about being bad baby.
Yes. Don't walk on the three. Okay, my cat managed to get in the kiddie pit, but to do so, she had to step on the 303. And she has activated a few things like the transposition. We'll turn that off.
Why are you changing the 303? Do you want to make some kitty beats?
Or do you want to watch the game?
It's Kate.
Wow, that
well
was
defended
close.
By Jan Elt.
Well defended.
You'd have to say Vitaly Jan Elt, first half. Makeshift defender slotting in on that left-hand side of the three.
So, yeah, okay. So now my cat's in the kitty business pit. We can do some kitty business. And I know what you might be thinking. You might be thinking, yeah, but what kind of kitty business, Tobe? Well, we got to deal with the whole ultimate disc problem. And then there's the whole issue of how to say cringy in Japanese. Like, oh my God, you're so cringy. Or cringe lord. How do you say cringe lord in Japanese? I don't know. I wish I could find out somehow.
お久しぶり。最近どうしてた?最近さ、ちょっと忙しくてさ。好きだらけだぜ。どうも。いや、てかさ、最近さ、変なメール来ててさ。え、どんな?ちょっとパソコンかしくんない?いや、ほら、このメールなんだよね。え?何これ?全部英語じゃん。わかんないな。
I'm going to get your sacred disc. I'll be there in 1 minute. That's enough.
何?お前英語わかんの?
当たり前だ. I speak English very well. My English is so good.
Dude, your English sucks. Also, get out of my Discord server. I can hear everything, you cringe lord.
なんかディスコードつけっぱなしで変なサーバー入ってたわ. 今の人なんて言ってた?
俺のことを 頭いいって言ってたぜ
お前口臭っ 消臭するわ
待て あのドア 空気が変わったぞ I finally found you You're the one That has the sacred disc You want my Sacred disc
なんかお前英語おかしくね? 確かに てかお前あと誰だよお前
The disc holds the future The disc will change the world. It should belong to you. What do you mean? I made it myself.
うるせえんだよ、お前。キメえんだよ。あとお前もだよ。人ん家に来て勝手にわけわかんないことすんなよ。
Let's get outside. You wanna fight, huh? Don't you ever think you can defeat me? Let's go.
ごめん、ちょっと待ってて。
OK.
It's been a while. This is where I first met you. You remember? It doesn't matter. You'll die soon. Let's begin! Ikuze. You got stronger. Huh? Mana.
おめえら決めえんだよ。おめえほんと英語わかんねえんだろ。無理してんじゃねえよ。 あとおめえもなんか決めえんだよ。
あ、おかえり。どこ行ってた?
いや、なんか決めえやつらが決めえこと言って決めえことしたからキモいって言いに行ってた。
So I guess we learned something there. You're welcome. But I just have to laugh to myself. Cringe lord. Cringe lord. Yes, that's what people with chinibio become. They become cringe lords. And if you're a cringe lord, does that mean you have cringe vassals? I mean, are there cringe serfs that... I don't understand cringe feudalism. Because if I'm going to be a cringe feudal lord, if I'm going to be a cringe lord, I'm going to need some cringe vassals. Vassals.
vassals. Vassals are not leafy. Wait, what's that? An instant shruti. Oh my goodness. Just dropping in out of nowhere. What does it mean, Tob? Well, I guess it means we need to get some mallets and do this. Yeah. Pretty fun, but that really sort of isn't what I was intending to do today. What was I intending to do today? I don't know. I was gonna play some music now, but I can't figure out what music I want to listen to. That happens to me sometimes. What do I want? Do I want to listen to some Carnatica? Do I want to listen to some modal stuff? Do I want to listen to folk music? I almost dropped Uncle Pen, because I was thinking, maybe I want to hear bluegrass, but you know, I don't know what I want to hear. Although, well, no, I don't know. Maybe we need to fade this out. Okay. Would this be a good time for REO Speedwagon? Is it time to drop Roll with the Changes? Nah, I got something way better. Bushes of Love.
Hey, how'd my father die?
49 times we fought that beast, your old man and me. It had a chicken head with duck feet, with a woman's face too.
Aw, that's rad.
And it was waiting in the bushes for us. Then it ripped off your dad's face. He was screaming something awful. In fact, there was this huge mess and I had to change the floors.
The floors?
You see, his blood had drained into the boards and I had to change them. But we all got a chicken duck woman thing waiting for us. Every day I worry all day. I was waiting in the bushes of love. Something's waiting in the bushes for us. Something's waiting in the bushes of love. Every day I worry all day. I was waiting in the bushes of love. Something's waiting in the bushes for us. Something's waiting in the bushes of love.
Yo, never knew my dad, he didn't care about me. Dead horizon is all my macro binoculars see. Moisture farming all my life and not a drop spilled. My aunt and uncle double sons and sipping blue milk. My aunt and uncle double sons, I'm sick of blue milk.
But then a desert hobo came and told me, we all got a chicken duck woman thing waiting for us. Every day I worry all day. I was waiting in the bushes of love. Something's waiting in the bushes for us. Yeah, something's waiting in the bushes of love. Yeah, every day I worry all day. I was waiting in the bushes of love. Something's waiting in the bushes for us. Something's waiting in the bushes of love. Hold me when I open like a flower. Hold me right. I ain't had to bake for a girl in a long time. A long time.
I think my cooking's awesome.
I've got her picture in my photo wagon.
I keep it popping.
Yeah, she'd probably love to honky tonk.
She'd probably love to honky tonk.
I sort of said, mm-hmm. Waiting for us. I used to ride across the desert, you know. I used to glide on my speed of faith that I don't find, but I don't wanna find. Waiting for me around the corner, oh no, no.
Waiting for us.
I used to ride across the desert, you know. I used to glide on my must be the place that I don't find anymore. Crispy bodies by the door. 49 times, yeah, it was 49 times, and now it might be waiting for you. Could be hiding behind that scrap pile. It's just a big cow. I know you really want someone to hold you, but we all got a chicken duck woman thing waiting for us. Yeah, every day I worry all day about what's waiting in the bushes of love. Something's waiting in the bushes for us. Yeah, something's waiting in the bushes of love. Yeah, every day I worry all day about what's waiting in the bushes of love. Something's waiting in the bushes for us. Yeah, something's waiting in the bushes of love. Yeah, every day I worry all day about what's waiting in the bushes of love. Something's waiting in the bushes for us. Something's waiting in the bushes of love. Every day I worry all day about what's waiting in the bushes of love. Something's waiting in the bushes for us.
Something's waiting. I had a dream. I used to cross the desert. This cute girl kept kissing me over and over.
Oh, yeah, well, there's something I gotta tell you about her, but just remind me later.
I used to ride across the desert, you know. I used to glide on my speeder, pray that I don't find what I don't wanna find. Waiting for me around the corner, oh no, no.
Yeah, bushes of love. And that girl you were kissing, the girl you were dreaming about and kissing all the time, it's your sister. All right, but I need to check back in on the game here. Where are we at? What's happening?
Norgaard. Oh, that's such a clever eye for a pass, but forced to play a relatively routine one.
Come on, you guys. Come on. Oh, my God. They cannot get the through ball in the middle. Oh, just come on, Brentford. Play up, Brentford.
Yo pues ni tarda ni perezosa, pues le correspondí. Resulta que un día me llama por la
noche. Oh, sí, es verdad. Yeah, I've got. I was just checking to see if there was another game on the other channel, but no, it's just, you know, Mexican soap operas, and I don't even like this one. This one's dumb. I like the one where the girl is a witch, but she's also a cowboy, or a cowgirl, I guess, so she's a witch cowgirl. I don't speak Spanish, so I don't really understand what's happening in that show very often, but it's pretty great with all those awesome, you know, magic special effects. Straight-to-video type effects. You know the ones I mean. The Star Trek Next Generation kind of stuff, except then you make it magic. So that means it becomes what? Sabrina the Teenage Witch? Yeah, okay. Now make it in Espanol and make the chick a cowboy. And then you have good Mexican soap opera. Yeah, it's just my opinion, though. Fotonovela. Yeah, see, yo hablo Espanol. I like soap operas, Mexican soap. Yo amo? Yo amo fotonovela. Fotonovelas. Novelas. Yeah, sí. Español. And I know what you're really thinking. I know what you're really thinking. You're thinking, Tope, why aren't you plugging in some synth? Why aren't you playing some music? Why don't you make some music instead of dragging all this weird crap out? Well, the truth of the matter is that I haven't been doing much of anything. I've been a little bit lazy, a little bit slacking. Yeah, and instead of, you know, doing music and stuff that I should be doing, I've been watching this one particular woman dress up her dolls. I've been watching a lot of ball-jointed doll stuff again, because, you know, if I can't spend, you know, $700 on a synth, I need to spend $700 on a doll. But yeah, I've been watching this woman.
Is
dress her dolls up.
Any questions about my dolls or the hobby?
Her name is Nicole.
Check my resources in the description box. I have all the basics in
there. And she has anime voice.
Okay, so I don't have any specific plans about what I want her to wear. So I brought a couple of options. We have some shorts, pants, socks, shoes.
Two pairs of shoes.
Four different tops.
Okay, we got four different tops, three pairs of shorts.
Her wing.
Some leggings, a pair of
and two
jeans,
cardigans.
The underwear. We're looking at $1,000 worth of doll clothes right here. Absolute madness. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tub, didn't you tell us you were going to go into the doll clothes making business? Yes, as soon as I get my sewing machine fixed, which will never happen.
That way, it will be easier to put clothes on.
I ripped the top of her head off.
I don't know about you, but I always struggle picking the best combination of clothes, color, and texture. It takes me ages before I decide on what should my dolls wear.
Not me, I'm a damn fashion plate.
This is why I don't really change their clothes that often. But I'm trying really hard to change that since I have so many clothing pieces.
Yeah, and you've also got a lot of dolls, so if you change your dolls' clothes every day, think of the time you're going to lose.
And there are so many places that have them available. For example, you have sites like eBay, Etsy, to name a few, and then you have general BJD stores. See this massive list? These are all doll stores, and a majority of them sells clothes too. You can find
Yeah, whatever you do, do not look up ball-jointed doll. You will fall down a rabbit hole that you didn't know it existed, and you will be amazed. That's what happened to me. Look at me, I'm stuck watching this woman dress her dolls up all day.
There are so many doll threads and discussions dedicated exclusively to doll fashion based on the doll brand and type. I used to spend hours and hours going through those threads. They're so incredibly useful.
Yeah, this doll she's dressing up is one that I'd really like to have. This is a Mini Thee brand. I think this is Cassie, but I'm not sure. I want a doll, but I don't want to spend all the money on clothes. I'm willing to spend the time making wigs. And maybe shoes. But I don't know if I want to make any doll clothes. Oh, and one thing I forgot to mention for the last couple days is I've also been wasting time watching more Gundam stuff. But nothing animated. I've actually been watching the live-action Gundam series. It's only 6 episodes. It's called, what is it called? Gundam Build Real? It was a little odd. Not enough giant robots, although there was some nice, you know, video-type Star Trek effects. Not enough models. The kid doesn't get the girl at the end. Who the hell designs these? This is what it sounds like.
これはこれはこの右足首だけ付着率が異常に高いんです。これと同じ成分の塗料を注文することが可能ですか？海外の塗料かもしれないな。今泉。今泉。昔一緒に活動してて親の仕事で海外に引っ越したやつがいるんです。
Yeah, so anyway, I had to watch all of this, and I was thinking, you know, why didn't they put me in this show? How come they didn't? Why don't Japanese TV writers ever say, you know what we need is we need the weirdest American guy who can't speak Japanese in this show? That's going to make our show great. And then they call me up and they say, Ohayo gozaimasu, Toba-kun. Do you want to be in our robot show? And then I say, Toba-kun wa hakaranai. And then they act very puzzled and say, what? And then I go, how much does it pay? And then they say, just get over here. And then I say, you have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. Tune in tomorrow. Maybe I'll finally make some music. Who knows? I don't know what's going to happen. I got to eat.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.